Hey, what's going on? And welcome back to The White Flag, a podcast for people who are trying to get off the endless treadmill of spiritual exhaustion to find hope and rest and joy by surrendering to Jesus and embracing practices like silence and solitude and Sabbath and just learning how to get still in our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. It has been such a fun journey over this last month and a half that we've been on. I am your host, Jonathan Moynihan. If you don't know how you came to this platform or how you're listening to this, but I'm just kind of a nobody from Baltimore who gets to be a teaching minister at a church here who's had his life radically transformed by these ancient practices of Jesus, these practices I call courageous surrender. And it's been a delight to see dozens and sometimes hundreds of you step into these practices, whether it was interviews with great minds or some of these guided contemplative meditation practices that we have in the show. But hey, no matter how you're tuning in or how you heard about us, I'm so honored to have you here. I do want to give one quick shout out to my buddy Austin Suggs. He is like a mentor of mine, even though he's much younger than me, and he runs a YouTube channel called Gospel Simplicity. And he dives into really deep, thoughtful faith, even the dynamics between denominations of Christianity. And I've been a fan of his show, but the thing I appreciate most is that he has been an open book with me of helping me learn and grow and figure out how do you do this YouTube thing? How do you do this podcast thing? And specifically, I want to give you a shout out, Austin, and any of you who are from Gospel Simplicity who are tuning into The White Flag, because over the last couple of weeks, I've had people from like Washington State or people in the UK like send me emails at my website, jonathanmoynihan.com, because I'd love to hear how God is using these practices to transform your faith. But I've had people reach out to me and say like, oh my gosh, this has been really helpful. I've been looking for this. I'm at a dead end job and I've got all this time and I know this is not what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't know what to do. And solitude, silence, stillness, Jesus is using all of this to strengthen my faith. And I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know how you found out about me. And I know that a lot of it is Austin running Gospel Simplicity, encouraging people to come check out other platforms. So Austin, love you, man. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to continue to see how God uses your platform and your heart to reach people and help them grow in faith. But like I said, I'm still figuring this thing out. So if there's tech stuff or whatever, y'all have been so gracious. I really appreciate that. But in today's episode, I'm entitling it, You're Not Doing It Wrong, Part 2. Because after the previous episode I did, You're Not Doing It Wrong, which I now have to title Part 1, I really dove into why is it that we shouldn't be shocked when we step into these like quiet, restful, silent times with God, but then all of a sudden negative things stir up within us. And I got a lot of really good feedback. Even just the title alone, I think, is encouraging for people. Let's be honest, just knowing you're not doing it wrong. But I realized that there's a second sort of arena of failure that we sometimes feel like when it comes to trying to rest in Jesus, we're trying to step into courageous surrender. And that's not when we feel like, you know, negative emotions are coming up. It actually happens when we feel like no emotion comes up and this whole thing is pointless and we just feel distracted and we don't feel like anything is happening. If you're like me, there are times when you step into this quiet time with God and you want to give him a morning or you want to go for a walk or you want to, before you open your journal and kind of go through your quiet time checklist, you just want to get centered with him. And at times, it feels like nothing's happening. You just kind of feel like your mind is racing from the stress of the week before or all the projects you have coming up or the interpersonal conflict you've got to navigate. And you just kind of feel like, all right, I'm doing this thing and Jesus says I'm supposed to do it. And Jonathan's doing a podcast about it. So why is it not working? And so I want to talk to those of you who feel like maybe you're doing something wrong because you feel like nothing is happening. To be honest with you, one of my great fears of launching the podcast was that this quiet, private part of my faith now being public and helping guide people into it, I was nervous that I was going to start to like lose my superpowers almost because now I was going to start thinking about, okay, how do I help other people instead of just being present in my time with God? And I'd be lying to you if I said that that hasn't happened at all. Like there have definitely been times when my time with God is rich and beautiful and vulnerable and I feel like he's speaking to me. And then there are times where I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say on a podcast. I think I've run this course. I don't know what to do. This is a stupid idea. Why did I launch this thing? My time with God isn't doing anything. I feel distracted and I feel like a loser, you know? Those things have definitely happened. And when you take all that and you pile on top of the fact that I have a 3-year-old who now thinks it's her life's mission to wake up before me, even though I get up at like 5 or 5:15, she has slowly, I guess my alarm wakes her up or something, but she's starting to wake up earlier and earlier. So I've been downstairs for like 10 minutes. I've got my coffee. I've stretched. I'm in my secret place with God. And then all of a sudden I hear my daughter coming downstairs and she's like, "Hi, Daddy." And it's like the most beautiful thing ever. But I'm like, I'm trying to hang out with God right now, sweetie, not you. And so I get her situated with her orange juice or with some cereal or just reading a book. And then before you know it, 25 minutes have passed and I'm trying to be still and quiet with God, but it just feels like there's a monkey in my head just rattling things around. And so maybe I'm the only one. I'm just on this rant right now. Maybe I'm the only one. But if you were like me and you know that there are times where you feel like you're doing it wrong because you don't feel like anything is happening, this episode I hope is helpful for you. One of those times not so long ago when my daughter woke up right after I was beginning my time of solitude with God, I found myself getting her all situated and then sitting down, and it was almost like I had forgotten how to get still and quiet my mind. And in the midst of stumbling around internally and spiritually, just feeling like frustrated and just uncertain and even nervous, like who are you, Jonathan, to have a show like this if you can't even get still, like all those negative lies that you kind of embrace in your own insecurity or just pride, I guess. I realized kind of like 20 minutes into it that there's a really simple practice that I'd gotten away from that I needed to just try and kind of go backwards in my own development and realize, hey, you're never going to outgrow the need to learn how to get still. And so what I did is I kind of fell back into an old breathing exercise I used to do that would help me learn how to get still and quiet, and what I call caging the monkey, getting the crazy rattling thoughts and ideas and chatter out of your head and just learning to calm down. And so there are basically two breathing practices that I do that are helpful when I feel like I've been in solitude with God, but nothing's happened for a long time. And so the first one is to breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly, basically going as slow as you can. And if you do that for a couple moments, you will be shocked at how much kind of slowly goes away over time. Just to do a slow in your through your nose and exhale through your nose or your mouth. And you do that a couple times, and I was surprised to see how helpful it was for me to kind of slow myself down and realize, like, I am human. I have limitations. I need this breath, and if I don't get it, I'm going to die. And as you breathe in slowly and exhale slowly, for me, it becomes like a reminder even of, like, breathing in the Spirit of God, breathing in His forgiveness, breathing in His grace. And then slowly exhaling all that which I don't want to have in this part of my life right now, in this moment with God at my table, with my journal, my Bible, and my tea or my coffee. If you're someone who deals with anxiety, like I am sometimes, I struggle with that. I'm not clinically struggling with it, but it is something that gets to me. Another practice I learned from a medical professional was sometimes you could breathe in and then hold your breath for 10 seconds. And then breathe out and let it sit for 10 seconds before you inhale again. And for me, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything, but there's something beautiful about that time when you are robbing yourself of breath, you again are being reminded of your own human limitations. And there's something beautiful about that when you're doing it in the presence of God, because it's like humbling. Most of the time when the cage or the monkey is rattling around in the cage of my head, it's kind of screaming like, you got to do more, you got to be more, you got to accomplish this stuff, you got to do these things, you got to solve these problems. And just breathing slowly and withholding breath when I hold my breath, you know, doing that just reminds me, like, man, there's a lot that I'm carrying today that I probably don't need to carry. There are problems I'm trying to solve in my head that I am pretending to be with God, but I'm actually trying to solve them in my head at the same time, instead of just bringing them to God in the first place. So if you are someone who struggles with making this time productive, or even feeling like you can't get past the first 10 minutes, and you always feel like quitting because you're like, I'm not getting anything out of this, the three things I want to encourage you to do is to practice a breathing exercise. Slow inhale, slow exhale. If you really are feeling stressed, I would encourage you to do what I do. You inhale, And then you hold it for 10 seconds. And then you exhale. And then you hold that for 10 seconds and your gut's empty and you're like, oh my gosh, it's stressful. And that new breath feels great. And there's just so much there that even is a metaphor for what it's like to walk in faith with Jesus, to trust that even when you feel completely empty, that that inhale of his grace and his presence is possible to us. I mean, that's why we're stepping into this stuff. And then the last thing I'd encourage you to do, and I know some of you aren't journalers, you're not feelers, you're like, I don't need to sit down and write down all my emotions like I do, and we'll do a guided meditation on this later in the show. Not this one, but other ones. But even if you're not a feeler, I would encourage you to journal or have somewhere to journal, because you need a place to catch those ideas that come to you or those things that are stressing you out, not because you have to track them all, but I have found that putting them down on paper enables you to then be more present with God, because you know that which is stressing you out has now been put somewhere, and then you can go to God with your full attention. For me, that has been a game changer over my last year and a half. I took a couple years off from journaling because it was something I was doing to perform for other people. Like, I would read my journal entries and I would think later reading them, who was I writing to? Like, I don't talk like this. It was like I thought I was Anne Frank or something, and someone was going to find my diary and think it was important. Like, it was so stupid. That just shows how broken I am and prideful I am. Anyway, but I got back in journaling, and it was really helpful to see, like, just getting the thoughts out of my head onto paper enabled me to be more present with God. And oftentimes, I'd never even go back and look at the paper. But I needed to get this stuff out of my head so that the distractions and the chatterbox and the conflict I had at work or with someone else and my friends or family, like all of that could get put down. And even while I wrote it, I realized, oh, this is what I'm supposed to bring to my Heavenly Father. This is not for me to stress out and hold on to myself. And so this is kind of a small, quick addition to You're Not Doing It Wrong, part one. But hey, you might not be feeling negative emotions as you step into this time with God. You might just be feeling nothing, and you might just feel so distracted, so scattered. That's happened to me too. And so I hope this breathing technique and journaling are just a quick hit list of things that you could do to help magnify and maximize your morning time, your solitude time, your silent time with God. There's a Catholic priest named Carl Errico, and he has this great quote from a book called A Taste of Silence, and I want to read it to you. And it's just encouraging for me, and I hope it is for you, as you navigate the aimlessness of your silence with God sometimes. Here's what he says. Transformation is the process of God recreating our very selves. In radical transformation, we are completely out of control. We are no longer in charge. God has taken over and is working on levels of our being we cannot get to. The divine physician is performing deep spiritual surgery on us. The surgery is getting to the root of the stuff inside us that prevents us from seeing and hearing the gospel. All the phases of transformation are not done through our strategies. They are done to us because we are open to remaining in the presence of God. I love that quote because it simultaneously reminds me that the work that God is doing in me is not my task to accomplish. It is only my task to become and be present with God, to lay down all that distracts me and to ask for his help as I seek just to be transformed and renewed by him. I mean, when Errico says that line that God is taking over and working on the levels of our being we cannot get to, the truth is the things that I write down that are stressing me out, if I can get to them, they're not the spaces of the divine, because God is seeing the things that I don't even see in myself. So, again, just to reiterate, you are not doing it wrong. If you are struggling or feeling aimless in your time with God to start, you've probably been conditioned for decades to perform for people, to accomplish tasks, to always be up and to the right, and to manage all the details of your life. God's not asking you to do that. God's asking you to come and rest and be with him. And I hope these breathing exercises and these journaling exercises could be beneficial for you, just as helpful tools to make, again, not to make this time more productive, but just to help put down the distractions so you can go and be more present with God. All right, so here's your homework for this episode. I'm going to give you 2 minutes at the end of this podcast, and I just want you to practice the breathing exercise to gain some experience so that, you know, this is going to be released on Thursday morning. So to gain experience for that on Saturday morning or Sunday night or Tuesday next week, when you are stepping into time with God and you want to connect with Him about what's going on in your life, but you just feel so distracted, so aimless, so diverted by all the things of life, that this breathing exercise is not just, oh, I heard John talk about it, but you actually tried it. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes now to take slow, deep breaths. And all I want you to focus on is just the feeling of the air coming in and out of your lungs, feeling that air pass through your lips. Even if you hold your breath, like I was saying earlier, to feel like that mini quick panic arise when you're like, I need more air. And allow that time to be a reminder of your humanity, of your limitations, but also the beauty that all that limits you does not limit our God. And so no matter what you're going through, you can bring it to Him and know that He is able and capable and loving because of Jesus. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes now to practice, and that'll be it. That's it. Simple episode, you guys. Hey, if you stuck it out for the 2 minutes of breathing, which I know is probably a weird thing to tell someone you did on a podcast, like, hey, what podcast you listen to? Oh, I practiced breathing for 2 minutes. Yeah, that sounds weird. But like we've said before, really walking with Jesus begins when you come to the end of yourself. And even that breathing exercise can be a wonderful way to remind yourself, like, if I'm operating out of my own striving, I'm going to fall short of the life the Spirit wants. So, to all of you who've tuned in, again, thank you so much. Remember, you can always go back and watch previous episodes if you missed one. There's some great interviews there with Tyler Chernesky, Tyler Staton, and I've got some new ones we've already recorded that I'm excited to share with you in the coming months. But man, again, if you are in the Baltimore DMV area, I'd love to see you at church at Mosaic Christian Church located just outside of Baltimore. You can get information for our church and even how we're trying to change Maryland with the gospel. You can reach us at mosaicchristian.org. And again, you can always reach me. I'd love to hear from you and how God is at work by checking me out at jonathanmoynihan.com. Thanks so much for tuning in on this small practice to help us be courageous in our surrender. And I'll see you back next week.